from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hometown team, the Portland Trail Blazers, pretty uneventful in the free agent market, and that was expected. We all knew that that was going to be the play. But that doesn't mean that the Portland Trail Blazers are inactive behind the scenes. It sounds like there's a lot brewing with the Portland Trail Blazers in trading some of the assets that they currently hold. The one that we keep hearing pop up again and again is Jeremy Grant. Teams have looked in. We heard Dallas last week was kicking the tires and in calling on Portland, on Jeremy Grant to Portland. And now the Lakers late last week emerged as a team that was also trying to make a move for Jeremy Grant. And that one seems to keep on popping up.
Yeah, I heard yesterday morning the Lakers and Blazers were engaging in talks about Jeremy Grant. The Blazers appear to be holding steadfast to wanting both the first round picks that the Lakers can offer, which is 2029, 2031. Which version of salary ballast is, I'm getting mixed messages on whether or not it's D'Angelo Russell or a combination, or I should say D'Angelo Russell and, or if it's a combination of Rui Hachimura and Gabe Vincent. So my understanding from the folks that I've talked to is that the Rui Gabe Vincent package makes more sense for the Trailblazers because Rui Hachimura could also be your four going forward. And he's not young. He's younger. He's 26. It would also push the burden of responsibility on both ends of the floor more towards the younger guys, because you wouldn't have the Jeremy Grant to lean on, which would be a pivot from the franchise. So it's not a small thing that if they look to do that, it's also they would then be looking to get multiple picks out of Jeremy Grant. Now, I've been told that the Blazers aren't motivated to just move Jeremy just to move him.
Yeah.
So I, as of right now, I would be surprised if they moved him without getting both first round picks. But the Lakers are swinging and swinging and swinging, and they have connected on absolutely nothing.
No,
so,
and really it's down to, because there is a report that's out there that LeBron James is willing to take a lesser money in order to bring in another big name.
The only name left is DeMar DeRozan.
And that is, well, and Jeremy Grant.
Well, yeah. But Jeremy's just via trade.
Yeah, he's via trade, but he has got three years and a player option left, and it's escalating 29, 32, 34, 34, or 36, rather, in the player option year. This is now coming to a point where, you know, the Lakers, you've got to connect on something, and it's got to be DeMar DeRozan, because they missed on whether Paul George was believable or not.
Klay Thompson was another name that they were linked to. Chris Paul was another guy that was linked to. Banana Boat sails again, and Chris Paul goes to San Antonio. Jonas Valanciunas.
James Harden.
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Yeah, LeBron basically let out a list of players he'd take the pay cut for, and DeMar's really the only guy left in that vein. So, and if they don't do that, he's going to go, screw you, give me my $50
million. Wow. And then just be gone.
So, enjoy the Bronny James experience, guys.
Oh, boy. But how would these salaries match up? Because you mentioned Rui Hachimura and Gabe Vincent. That would be around $28 million.
Yeah,
that would be coming
Blazers
in this
year. Save money.
And it's 29 for Jeremy Grant. If you're looking at D'Angelo Russell, he's at $18.6 million, and you'd have to add another name in there, right?
You could do Gabe Vincent. You could do Jared Vanderbilt, do a couple different versions of it. But, yeah, the money's known. It's not that hard. It's the draft capital. And the Blazers are a team, we've heard Joe Cronin, and I've talked to him and his front office and people up and down the organization. They don't just want draft capital, which is why they went and traded for Denny Avdia. They want functional, tangible players. Draft capital's good, so you could make moves later, but I don't think they would want just cast-offs and picks. They would want Rui because Rui's a younger player who kind of fits their timeline and positionally makes sense for them. You could say the same thing about Jared Vanderbilt, that he would make sense for them, but the Lakers probably want to keep one of those guys. So, okay, that's fine. D'Angelo Russell is just not somebody I think meets any kind of criteria for the Trailblazers at all, unless you're trying to find a third team for him as a different landing spot and extracting something from them.
And both those guys, so if you're looking at Jared Vanderbilt, he's got 3 years in a player option remaining on his deal, and that's right around that 10, working up to $13 million, and Rui Hachimura has got 2 years left on his deal at $17 and $18 million piece. And so when you're talking about those timelines, age wise they fit, but also contract length, it's not like it's an expiring deal after this year. You can work through some stuff this year, and then next year, you know, that which is when Portland would realistically be saying, all right, time to pick it up and start moving. It's time to start winning basketball games again. Both of those timelines match up far better than where Portland is at right now with Jeremy Grant.
And so, again, this is the first time I've heard Jeremy Grant being on the table in any kind of reasonable matter of the Blazers entertaining real offers. They are not motivated to move him in the sense of moving him just for the sake of moving him. They want value out of him. And if they don't get it, they're not going to move him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wreck pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.